our Washington, D.C. correspondent who's been watching Inauguration Day and the last 4 years very closely is Simon Marks. He joins us now. Simon, thank you so much for your time. It's been a big day. It's been a big 4 years. What have you made of this morning?
It's been a very big 4 years, Nita. Look, this thing is still playing out here. We've just witnessed a pretty extraordinary scene at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, where President Biden, we've got to get used to calling him that, and Vice President Harris have paid their respects at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, flanked as they were by the Obamas, the Clintons and the Bushes. The Carters, of course, were not able to travel to Washington. They're in their 90s and amid concerns about COVID-19 were not here for the inauguration. But it was absolutely startling to watch that tableau play out as generations of political leaders here in the United States gathered to pay tribute to the military at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. And again, to realize that Donald Trump had withdrawn himself from any involvement in this particular day, a day that is not only political in nature, but is absolutely constitutional in nature and institutional in nature. And, you know, much as we can dwell on Joe Biden's address, which I think was a real moment of reckoning for people in America, an address that was, unlike previous inaugural addresses, directly and primarily focused on people here in the United States and making it absolutely clear to them that the country's future is at stake. Those cadences in which he said, politics don't have to be a raging fire. Every disagreement doesn't have to lead to total war. We need to reject a culture in which facts are manipulated and manufactured. He urged Americans to defend the truth and defeat the lies. All of that, a total repudiation of what's gone on here over the last 4 years, and a warning that America's got major amounts of work to do if it is to be successful in returning to its constitutional moorings. And then you watch, just a couple of hours later, that event at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and Donald Trump in his absence sort of hanging over that event, because you know that there are millions of people out there watching all of this play out today, and they don't believe that Joe Biden is a legitimate president because they have bought into the lies that Donald Trump sold them. And at this very moment, 2 weeks ago, many of them were violently ransacking the Capitol building and its grounds where this inauguration today took place.
You've been there, Simon, every jaw-dropping moment of the past 4 years. How are you feeling today personally about the next four?
I just think, Nita, that this story is by no means over yet. No president has come to office facing a greater array of crises, as Joe Biden defined them himself in that inaugural address. Obviously, the COVID-19 crisis, clearly the economic catastrophe, climate change, which suddenly and immediately is being prioritized by his administration. And now the very real security threats that are posed to the country by people that he spoke of in this inaugural address as being political extremists, white supremacists, and domestic terrorism. There is, across America, a tremendous sense of relief today, especially among supporters of Joe Biden, with gargantuan expectations of what he's going to be able to deliver. And yet, this inauguration has taken place in a city that is a fortress with all sorts of outstanding questions about how long much of that security is going to have to be deployed here because of the threat that Donald Trump and his supporters continue to pose.
This isn't the last we'll be seeing of Trump, though, is it? What do you think is next on the cards for him?
Well, I mean, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that he's considering forming a political party that he wants to call the Patriot Party, safe in the knowledge that he's got millions of supporters out there. So if he does indeed go for that, he will remain a very vibrant presence in American politics.
Certainly. Thank you so much for your coverage this morning and all throughout this presidency. That's Simon Marks, our Washington, D.C. correspondent.